3, 2, 1, go. Hello and welcome to Roughly On Topic, a conversational podcast with three friends. Nate.
Hi.
Spandon.
Hello.
And myself, Daniel.
All three
of us have prepared a question on a topic in order to drive a conversation about it. We will do our best to stay roughly on topic.
Sort of.
We'll fail.
After the conversation reaches its natural end, we will have somewhat of a debate about the topic, with two people debating and the other deciding which side wins. Today, we're going to talk about standardized testing, because the SAT is something that is really on our minds at the moment. So, who's going first?
I'll go first. The SAT is something we all know. It's going to be a big, important test that decides how colleges view us. It allows colleges to get a standard test of all students, regardless of their background, on how they do on that particular test. However, it's only targeted at very specific skills. It asks how a person can analyze large reading passages, find flaws in sentences, and do fairly basic math problems. It does not deal with issues such as memorization of history or scientific reasoning, or their ability to do experiments or be creative. As a result of this, it is fairly biased towards people with the targeted skills, and its importance is fairly bad for children who do not have those skills.
I would argue that those two skills are important in every other field you'd want to pursue. Writing good sentences and being able to use diction and other vocabulary effectively is going to be important whether you're going into something more creative like being an author or like going into history. They're like crucial skills. Same with doing basic math. You need basic math everywhere. And it's a skill that's going to be present in every field. So it's not like it's going to be useless.
But then again, the SAT also, but there are a lot of prominent historical figures who were extremely successful who do not have those skills. William Shakespeare did not need math, and his spelling was atrocious back in that time, and yet he's the most known name in literature in the world.
You sure his spelling was atrocious, or that he was just coming up with new words?
Well, for the time, I mean, it seems
like
he was right.
Where he spelled the same word 5 different times in the same text.
Well, for the time, it seemed like it's the correct spelling, according to all other.
Yeah,
and
I
also,
feel like
Shakespeare wasn't
it's
just
for
being
the time.
Creative with his writing. His sentence structure was actually terrible.
Yeah.
Well, he was writing like poetry, not actually like paragraphs.
Yeah, but
like
his actual works and stories were pretty creative. So,
like, we judge him for his stories, not
the
grammar.
Scan for creativeness. It just scans: can you follow these exact instructions within the confines we've set for you?
Well,
but
of course.
But those instructions are helpful in life. Like, even like if you're a creative, like it's not like it's gonna hurt for you to be good at spelling. The Shakespeares are the exceptions, not the rule.
What about the odd ones out? He's somewhat successful, and he's really bad at spelling.
Wait, who's really successful at bad spelling?
The odd ones out.
Yeah, but we have spell check.
I mean,
so
now, exactly, so we don't need to learn how to spell.
It's becoming less and less important because we have computers to do basic stuff like that for us.
Yeah, we don't need to know how to do, like, basic grammar now, because now we have Grammarly.
Yeah, so
that's
now you need to learn how to do
that. You were sending me earlier today, Daniel, that I'm pretty sure none of those were words.
Or, you know, more complicated grammar, like, you know, independent clauses, dependent clauses that computers aren't really good at still.
Yet.
And yet we've been learning them since preschool, and they never stopped teaching them to us. Seems kind of like a waste of time.
Because we keep forgetting it.
Because
maybe
we're naturally bad at that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just becoming less and less important. We know the basic instincts, even if we don't know the words, so we can talk about it, write about it, create our stories about it, and that's not nearly the most important skill as it is being creative and adaptable.
Well, like, knowing those skills helps you in any creative medium. Like, if you want smooth, flowing sentences so that people cannot just say, oh, this writing is creative, but it doesn't seem to have much skill or thought into it.
Well, would you suggest to have a different test that measures creativity or like how we would respond to situations like that? Which was my question.
I feel like that isn't something you can really test, though.
I mean, you can't really
Creativity,
measure
can't really
creativity.
test creativity.
You could argue
But
that
you
you can
can't.
test adaptability if you put a bunch of people in the room and gave them materials to solve a problem. The ones that do it different ways are able to do it in certain time periods. That could test their creativity.
It's like that
Yeah,
one
doing it
creativity test
differently.
that. It's that one creativity test where the
Doing
good give.
it d
God.
doing it differently isn't really always good, though.
I mean, it's like that one creativity test where they're given a paperclip and you're being said like, "What? How many things could you make with this paperclip?" You could unfold it. You could
Yeah.
like make it into some sort of weapon. You could like hang it and make something out of them. You could melt it down and make it into something different. Like there are a lot of different things you can do with a simple like paperclip. Like that's I don't know what the name of the
Or
test
like some
is.
sort of MacGyver thing where you put them in a room filled with objects and tell them to accomplish a task. They all have to think about and do things differently. They may not come up to the same conclusion, but their conclusion may be just as workable.
Yeah, but I feel like there are certain issues with those tests. Like, how are you really fair to those? Because how do you determine what's the best solution?
I don't think it's determining the best solution. It's determining how creative or like how Nico, that was like
Well,
that sort
even
of
if you're
test
creative, if you
has
don't,
well that sort of test does
like, but
have
you also need to like test like how good it is, because even if you're just creative, there's like levels of like how effective a solution is.
like, exactly
You
like
can do
that
it just
thing.
by time, and if it's enough to work, then seems like a pass or fail thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that test that I was saying, like what they measure is like how many different ways you can do it, and what Spannon's saying, like how useful would it be when judged in reality? Like, if we had something
Yeah.
like that instead of just somewhat like spending all of our time and energy doing math questions and reading passages that don't really pertain to us or like really at all,
But like,
and
how
answering
would
questions
that?
about it.
A lot of jobs don't really require creativity, though.
Well,
So,
in this world,
how
it's
does that
becoming
really
more.
pertain to the world, though?
It's becoming more of a creative world. Like, we don't need to like, be factory workers. We have robots to do that. And the jobs that will
Yeah.
become automated less, that are less likely are those
But
that
there
are
are still a
creative.
lot of
Accounting if you
jobs
have a
that don't
program
really
that can do it for
require,
you.
that don't really require like too much creativity, I would say.
Well, those
Like
are the jobs that
banking,
are
it doesn't
easily
require
automated.
too much creativity. Well, I mean, there are stuff that robots aren't good at yet, so they're gonna exist for a while. So we can't just
Yet.
like say it's, everything else is just useless.
But still, even in banking, you need to have some ability to be creative and also to be connecting the people, because you need to convince them to take out this loan or do this certain style or to invest in them over another bank. You need to be persuasive, not just being able to write a certain way as dictated by the college.
We're
You need to be
learning.
able to
Yeah,
cut loose.
and going back to the whole like learning thing, it's suggesting like your general knowledge in a way, in like the best way they kind of can, because you can't just like test everything. So they just pick stuff out of the things that they can test. Like testing your style or your knowledge of vocabulary means that you can like talk to people better, or like have an email that sounds like you know what you're doing, instead of just like thinking like it's just speaking like how you speak to your friends, because you need different tones for that.
We
And
did read
it's
something.
kind of testing that.
We did read something that was really interesting, how it seemed like really creative and answered the question given during one of these standardized tests. And
Where it sort of
I, we
wrote
were.
that little story about it instead of just describing it in their perspective.
Yeah, and we were told that
Yeah.
the teacher saw, some teachers saw that it got the lowest score because it didn't answer it in the style, but others thought it got the highest score because it answered in its
Yeah.
own style. So, I mean.
Yeah, it's not black and white totally, because I mean, stuff like the AP tests have a lot more room for creativity, as I would say, compared to the SAT.
Nate, are you
But then
opening a
again,
candy
you're comparing
wrapper?
it to the SAT, so.
Nate, are you opening a candy
Well,
wrapper
the
or
essay.
something?
No.
It seems like something's being played with.
Oh, I'm playing with a screwdriver.
Oh, I can hear it. I thought it was
Stanton, stop
Nate.
screwing off.
Puns!
Puns. You know what? I still haven't decided what to do for my 3D printing engineering project. Guess that pun hammer's getting built. I mean, but the SAT is supposed to like say, see that you learned the stuff you were taught in school. It's not really a test that you're successful at life. It just is
Then
like
how is
saying,
that
but
different
why
than your
must it be
creative
so
self?
influential to our life now?
Well, because if you don't learn this stuff at school, you can't like be effective at the higher levels of education.
But why is it so effective?
It's testing your college readiness,
But why is
not
it
really
needed
your
for
life
college?
readiness.
Why is it needed to be accepted into college? Because in college, that basically defines who you're going to know in the future, the classes you'll be able to
Well,
take.
because it shows it's attesting that you can handle college level work.
But
It's
it's not
nothing more than
college, it
that.
doesn't feel the college level work. It's simple. It just takes
Yeah.
time and energy. And why should a test like that, just like doesn't really handle anything but memorization, be so
Well, because
influential in what we have to
memorization
do
is
in the future?
important. You can't get away with not just memorizing some stuff.
Yeah,
You
some
need to
stuff,
know
but we don't
things.
have to memorize like what Jeanette Walls meant by the turbulent flames. I mean.
Yeah, but do you need to memorize the volume formula for a sphere on the SAT either?
I mean,
No.
somewhat, yeah,
Depends
most
on what you're gonna
likely.
do in
No, you
life.
don't. They give it to you.
Then what's the point? Like, if the point is to like be over, like being told and testing like how you manipulate problems and solutions, then why is it based off of memorization? Because the majority of them is like, oh,
Because
how
you
good are you at
it's not
recognizing that this is a thing that's happening? And not like how good are you at measuring against the problem that is being presented
because if
to
you
you?
can't tell what a problem is, you can't solve it.
But you can try to solve
And
it
that is a
without need.
very important skill to learn.
That's not what I meant, but okay.
Because you said it's memorization, it's just like, yeah, it's mostly learning, knowing what stuff it is. You need to learn what stuff it is to solve it. And that's very important for life. Like, if you don't realize that this problem is specifically like working with one aspect of the world, you won't be able to solve it.
But again, this is the age of the internet. We have Google if we need more information on something, so
Yeah,
you
what
really
if it's
need
a
to
new
have
case and
something
you don't have
to
information
apply.
on something? What if it's just a new thing that you need to apply to your already existing skills to?
Wait, so Span,
Then
what was your
Google wouldn't
question?
really be helpful. Yeah?
What was your question while you were
What was
talking
your
over
question
us?
then?
Oh, my question was, is like a big national test like the SAT required? Because we have stuff like the CMAS and every state has it anyway. And why do we need to like double down on all this stuff? Like, just use the SAT if you're in the state. Don't do the CMAS as well.
So you're saying we need only one standardized test, not like
We need
7,000?
only one. We
Okay.
need only
So
one. We don't need multiple.
would you say we
But
should
what if
take
you fall
only the
asleep on that
SAT?
one,
How would
or
we change the SAT to be inclusive to a majority of people who would be taking it?
Well, I feel like it's testing the skills that are absolutely necessary no matter what path you go down. So I feel like it's already mostly there.
But that doesn't help you in the future. Like whatever's completely necessary to take from a metaphor that I read somewhere or saw somewhere, if everyone has the exact same toolkit to go into life, then what's the point?
It's not making sure that everyone has the same toolkit. It's making sure that everyone has these two tools in them that are the most used in everyday life. It's not making
But
your
it's
toolkit.
not.
It's just
But
making
it
sure you
doesn't
have these
help
certain
in
tools
getting
in
more
there.
tools that would be more useful.
Like, what would you say would be more useful? Like, knowing how to write stuff.
Being able to talk to people?
I mean, that's a skill you don't really need school, though, to develop. You can
Actually, it's
develop
not
that
really,
without
because
school, I feel like.
But what in
But not nearly
school?
as easily, because school is where a lot of people of your own age congregate and have a reason to talk to you, so.
Yeah, so that happens. You don't need to be taught it, do you?
In school, is that's what like public schooling at least is what like helps you do that. But if it's
Yeah.
important to life, why is it not being taught like conversational skills? Like I know that I am likely not like as socially competent as I'm told quite frequently as like I probably should be, 'cause I'm not being taught this. These are things that I'm being like needing to learn through
Well,
experience,
because
unlike what the SAT is testing and what we're taught in school,
additionally,
because it's not like
Martin Luther
overall
King
important.
said that the point of education is to teach character and knowledge. We're not really looking at our character much as we're just being desperate to show we have knowledge, regardless of who we are or how we act.
I mean, your characters also come into consideration, like your recommendations are in college, your essay that you need to write for college admission. That more goes into your character aspect, but a test can't really test your character, really.
Well,
So
this is
it tests your
interesting.
knowledge.
Well, that's
Have you read
interesting.
Divergent?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to,
Yeah,
Divergent, like the
and
aptitude
as
test.
I've seen, most personality tests aren't accurate.
Well, that's
But then again,
actually.
those ones are just saying yes or no on a website. If you did
Yeah.
an actual thing that was even slightly more realistic, like put someone in a room, just had them talk and do a few actions, and be a little bit more
I
realistic.
mean, there are like college interviews and stuff that do that, but you can't like make a whole test around it because then there wouldn't be enough people to go around.
Well, what you need to do at that point is have multiple things that like have the same weight as the SAT.
Yeah, and like a lot of things do, like your grades are a lot more highly weighted than your SAT. Like if
But
you
the
have great
SAT. But the
grades
grades
and
are
a
based
subpar
off
SAT.
of that standardized
No, it's
testing,
not. No, it's
somewhat.
not though. It's not though. Like it's based off of the subject as a whole. Your grade is based on how good you are at biology and learned about biology instead of the SAT.
If you understand biology but don't understand the test questions, well, I mean, you're going to say, like, oh, do you really know that you learned it? If I can explain something, but I can't really answer the multiple choice question, and, like, that is what makes me fail the test, which, therefore, if that happens enough, fail the class, but I understand the thing overall, then.
But like, why can't you
Well,
answer the short
that's a
answer,
separate thing.
multiple choice though?
Like,
I
multiple
feel like
choice and
that's
short
more the
answer, that sort of.
issue than the
Yeah, but it's
knowledge.
based off of like what you've memorized, not what you understand.
I mean, in a way, but like, you also need to memorize some stuff. You can't get away with just saying, "Oh, it's just memorization." But
But a
memorization
majority
is important.
of the things is just like, what does this mean in this context? That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's important because you need to do stuff quickly.
But
And
not
the
how it
quickest way to do
connects.
it is not searching it up on Google.
But not how it connects to an actual situation. Just like, what does this mean there?
I mean, I feel like biology applies more. It's just like, let's take a question that I sort of remember, where it's just like, this scientist is studying the effects of rainwater on a bunch of different species. What level of the environment is he like really studying? I feel like that gets more into the situation of like what you are focusing on than like just the conceptual knowledge.
Yeah, that makes sense. Nate, what do you think?
I kind of got lost there.
Yeah, it was a lot of monologuing.
Yeah, we are doing that way too much.
Hey,
On
we
both
can do it.
sides. I feel like I'm doing it too much.
Hey, we'll get. Hey, if you want to keep doing monologuing, let's get to the debate part of this, where one person will be going, will be talking about for standardized testing, another person will be doing against, and we'll see who wins the debate through having better arguments and that sort of thing. So, who wants to go for?
I could do it, or Nate can do it.
Or I
I
could
feel
do
like
it.
Nate should do it. He hasn't had a lot of chance to talk though.
Yeah, sorry about that, Nate.
I've been trying not to talk over you as much as you're talking over each other.
I'm trying my best not to talk over.
Yeah. Same. Did I interrupt you, Daniel?
I think we've interrupted each other, then we both said, like, who's gonna go? And then, yeah.
You
So,
two go ahead. I can be the judge.
okay, so
Okay,
I'm gonna be
so
against then?
I'll be for standardized testing.
Like overall, not the SAT in particular.
Yeah,
Okay.
not the SAT in particular.
So, there's no actual structure to this debate, so four goes first.
All right.
Because I don't want to go first.
Okay, I will start. The standardized testings are the best way to get an understanding of applicants who are applying not just from one state or one school, but from hundreds of them. And because you need some way to standard to tell whether this person is more academically active and whether they should be accepted into the university or not, given the limited amount of spots, they are essential, even if they are flawed.
Daniel, your case?
Well, that makes sense, but I mean, if you're gonna have standardized testing and you're gonna have that sort of thing where you're being based off of what you're going to do, as well as like just how good you are at memorizing things. Like you were saying that memorizing things is not the main thing, but just standardized testing brings you like to everyone to be like, how good are you at this one thing? How good are you at basically conforming to like this subject that we've defined as being important? You don't really know why it's important other than like you're gonna use reading and writing and math a major for a lot of time, but it's not gonna be as complex as the in the test for real life, in my opinion. As I
All right.
What do you
But
think?
Cross examination.
Haha. Nate, why what do
Nate
you
goes
think?
first.
Oh. Sorry.
I mean, we're keeping that order.
Sure.
While I will accept that the test will not be as accurate or as comprehensive of what you'll actually be doing in real life, think of what would happen if you actually did that. If you gave them your dream job and said what you're going to be doing in this, and that you try to test them on that,
Well,
it
you
would
have.
be
Sorry.
thousands more dollars for that, and you'd have to do hundreds of them, which would be unpractical. Also, you just need a basic thing. Every different skill is going to require different skills that are better or worse than the other one. But if you can do the basic skills as shown in the SAT, that shows you have a basic understanding and can use that to gain more complex skills. And that is what they're useful for in showing colleges.
Am I allowed to comment on this?
It's cross examination. It's your turn next.
So you may tear my argument apart.
Yep.
Well,
That's what cross examination is for.
I don't understand this debate structure. Well,
Okay,
so.
it's going off the regular debate structure where
Which
you make
is.
your arguments, then it's cross examination, then it's final statements, and there you go.
Okay. Well, Nate. The thing about that is that if you, it, I wouldn't just be giving someone there like what you want to do. You would have to, yes, test them to see if they would get into that sort of thing, but test them something related to that sort of thing. Like if someone wants to go into the arts, what good will it do to be tested on how well they know how to use the quadratic equation? Or like if they want to go into mathematics, why are they being tested on like how good are you understanding the meaning of this? Speech from the 1890s, like that sort of thing. You need it would not it would be the separate test per what career you would want to go to, but like a standardized test that would that's all and that somewhat makes you and makes your future like somewhat weighted to where you're gonna go in the future. It that really shouldn't be that.
All right, Nate, final statements.
Well, I do understand that it is something that is difficult. You do have to have a way to see it. And there are some schools, like in the arts, that don't look at the SAT nearly as much. Some of them don't care about it. But it does show the your average compared to an entire nation in specific skills. And this is essential in colleges to make a choice to accept limited numbers of students to give the education at that university.
Daniel, final statements?
Well, to what you said, if you like if you're going for a school in the arts, then why would you need to take the SAT or any standardized test if it's not gonna be necessary? It's that sort of that's what I think. And
Right.
well, if you need to
That
have something testing for their aptitude in arts, not for the aptitude something completely separate from arts.
All right, let's end the argument. So, who do you think? Do you think a different person won, or do you think you won? Let's just go over that first.
I think Nate won.
Why?
Wait, Nate, what do you think?
I think I might have had the better argument because better cross-examination and better action to the arguments you made. But personally,
We're just
in
responding to
Japan,
each
don't they
other.
have like a test at each individual school to see if you can get in based on what that school teaches? That kind of sounds like the better way to do it.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about. That'd be great.
You should have brought it up in your argument.
Well, that was what I was
Yeah,
implying.
also, I like
You should have said
Nate's
it.
like bringing up like the lack of resources and like how it's like impractical to do a lot of like things that we would like to have, but
You just can't do it.
It would be too much effort to go through for the schools, and it would cost a lot of money.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
So
unless you can find every billionaire in the world to fund the school system, you can't have a perfect world.
Also, like, when, like, Daniel, when you were bringing up the point, like, if you're at our school, you shouldn't have to take the SAT. Like, what if you decide that art isn't for you, like, the first year afterwards, and then you just have to, and then you have no, like, test to show that you can actually do other things?
But then you have to take the
SAT.
And
also,
then.
It's an hour of your life, so
yeah.
It's not that much to give.
Yeah, it's just a few hours. You can give it. It's fine.
I'm not saying I actually believe that. I'm just going for that against side of the argument.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I want amended too, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of things that we in most debates you don't get the side you want.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean we should stop fighting. So
yep.
I think we should still work to see if we can change the SAT to be more inclusive and more comprehensive. But standardized testing in general, we should have some form of it, if it takes a small amount of time and if it won't kill us for getting it wrong.
Yeah, I think that maybe, like, we should make the SAT subject test somewhat mandatory.
What is that?
And, like, integrate it into the whole SAT. It's where it goes, where the SAT, where you can do an SAT test about a specific subject, like, maybe, chemistry and bio.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, and, like, have a science section. I want a science section.
Have an art section.
But what if you were never taught it?
We already have an art section.
Do we?
Are you saying literature isn't art?
No. Like, visual art.
The way it's taught, it is not an art form.
Yeah. I feel like it's really far away from visual art, though. And, like, how would we do a test on visual art? Because I feel like not a lot of the population wants to do anything in the visual arts. So.
In art competition.
It's subjective, not objective, so you can't really test it.
Yeah, that's
a
big problem
with art. Who are also grading the math section, who also, by completely subjective viewpoints, judge your art.
A panel of old people ruins most things.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, other than, like, a full-on widespread, like, art gallery show thing.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going into, like, stuff like the arts, you don't really need the SAT.
Exactly! So, that's what I was arguing.
You should take it just in case you like. If you feel like it's really not for you after a few years or something, to have an extra option.
Well, that makes
sense. But if you had most people, but if you don't really feel like it, you don't even have to try hard on the SAT. Then
that makes sense. Yeah,
you can just be like, eh.
But I mean, why not try?
I'm gonna do whatever.
But why not try if you may want to change what you were saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, why not try? Because, like, it's always good to have a second option. Like, having a second career path is always helpful.
That makes sense, yeah. Well, that was interesting.
We should probably end the podcast.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, we are 29 minutes in.
Yeah.
All right, seems like we've done our conversation. Yeah. So, until next week or the week after. Bye.
Yay.
Bye.
Well, this is Roughly On Topic with Nate Spandon and myself, Daniel. And if you want to keep doing this, please listen to it and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that we know that this is worthwhile.
We're highly susceptible to your peer pressure, so if you want us to keep doing it, we will.
Validation by numbers.
Give our meaning justice. Make us feel we are worth something. Bye.
Bye.
I want to put in a quote from Hank Green at the end, though. And I have to edit all this now, haha. Even though I think it's good, I don't think we did edit that much.
Okay.
It just seemed like the incurable ailment so many well-off dudes have, to believing, despite mountains of evidence, that what the world truly needs is another white guy comedy podcast. Hank Green is an absolutely remarkable thing. Wait, did I record that? Yes, it did.
We're not white rich dudes, though.